It's time for the CB Helping Hands Ministries program with Apostle Shalia on Praise 107.9.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is Chief Apostle Shira Benjamin Inusa with CB Helping Hands Ministries Worldwide International, located at 1726 1728 North Main Street, right here in Jacksonville, Florida. You can reach us by phone at 904-353-2792. We ask that you keep us in prayer as we are on a crusade in Africa until June, but we just ask that you keep us lifted in prayer as we go there to build wells and to work with the sick and work in the communities. And so we just thank God for using us as a vessel and allowing us to go to Ghana, Africa, as well as Liberia. We're excited with what all the Lord is going to do. Again, this is CB Helping Hands Ministries Worldwide International, located at 1726 1728 North Main Street, right here in Jacksonville, Florida. You can reach us on the web at cbhelpinghandsministries.com, onelifewithpastorsheila.com, sbitreasures.com, shilabenjamininusa.com. We truly have something on there for everyone. And follow us as we go throughout Africa, building wells and doing the things that God has called us to do. Take the journey with us as we do the mandate that God has up on this ministry. And we just thank God for him using us. Now, our worship service is every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock a.m. Sunday school is at 9:30 a.m. On the fourth Sunday, we're in the Panama Park, worshiping God and feeding out in the park. We have Bible study at 7 o'clock on Wednesdays. We come about 6:45 so we can have a 15-minute prayer session. We have praise and worship every Thursday night at 6:30 rehearsal. So come out and join us. Come and be a part of the new Millennium Church where God is doing a new thing in and through his people. Now today, this evening, I want to talk about love. Love, love, love. Love is supposed to be what makes the world go round. But what do you think about it? I'm talking about love born of God, love of the disciples, the kind of love that we're supposed to have one for another. But as a whole, we seem to be confused about what love really is. Tonight, I'm going to be coming from 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. I want to talk about the charge of love, the creator of love, and the crown of love, because all of these things come from God. You know, there was a saying, and I never have liked the saying. Someone, I don't know who it was, wrote, if you love something, set it free. If it comes back, it was and always will be yours. If it never returns, it was never yours to begin with. Well, you know, I've just really, really never liked that saying because I guess I've always had a problem with letting go. You know, I didn't want to let go of my father when the good Lord called him home. In 2011, I didn't want to let go of my mother when the Lord called her home. So this tells me that I've got a problem with letting go. If you just sit in your living room and think about all the stuff that's messed up, and you think about all the things that's going wrong, and you think about, do we truly love each other? What's really going on in the world? Are we exhibiting love? Love, love, love. That's the magic word. And the greatest of all of these, he wanted us to know that the greatest of all of these is love. That is what our world needs. But the world is often mixed up when it comes to love. I don't think that we really know what love is. First and foremost, we must consider what the Word of God says about love. Consider some of these verses that I'm going to go over with you, because we always have to go back to the Word of God to see what the Word of God is saying about our topic. Romans 12, 9 and 10. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourself. This sounds like how brotherly love is supposed to work. Are you devoted to any brother or sister in Christ? Do you honor them above yourself? Do we honestly put others above ourselves? 1 Corinthians 4:17 tells us, "For this reason, I am sending you Timothy, my son, whom I love, who is faithful in the Lord. He will remind you of my way of life in Christ Jesus, which agrees with what I teach everywhere in every church." It's easy to love a faithful brother in Christ, is it not? Or do we just have a problem with love, period? It's easier to love a faithful brother than an unfaithful brother. So, in other words, we want to love those who loves us, and we don't want to love those who do not. But the Word of God says something completely different. Let's take it a little bit further, because let's talk about the husband and wife. Let's talk about that kind of love. Ephesians 5:25 says, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her." Do you love your wife, men, like Christ loves the church? It should be obvious that both husbands and wives should love each other. Sometimes, however, it's one-sided or lopsided, or sometimes they don't seem like they love each other at all. It seems like it's more hate than anything. Have we strayed away from the will of God? I need us to understand that this love that I'm talking about is a charge. The text is all about love, true love, the real thing, because love is the real thing. Love comes from God. He loved us so much that he gave. The charge of love. He's the creator of love, and he's the crown of love. The charge of love, what does that mean? Do we understand what the charge of love is? For love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. So if we know God and we exhibit God-like tendencies, then we're going to show love. Did you ever say the words to your children, "I love you"? Have you ever said words out of anger, but came back to hug them and tell them that I love you? Let's consider John 13:34-35. It says, "A new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another as I have loved you." Do we have the love of Christ? We need to ask ourselves some questions. Do we truly exhibit the love of Christ? Do we really walk this thing out, or do we only try to love those who love us back? Do we love each other unconditionally? Can we love someone by looking past their faults and seeing them the way Christ sees them and love them anyway? That doesn't mean you become a doormat. It means that you love in spite of the creator of love. Whosoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. We need to understand he loved because love is who he is. Now, this is a challenging scripture. Why? Because how can anyone fully strive our God who is love? But then John is clear. If you don't love, then you don't know God, because God is love. And when I say he is creator of love, that in itself is a poor way of me saying it is, because God is more than just the creator of true love. Here are some examples of seeing the world through the eyes of a child. Dear God, I would like to know why all the things you said are in red. That's from Joanna. Dear God, is Reverend Cole a friend of yours, or do you just know him through business? That came from a young man named Donnie. Dear God, did you really mean do unto others as they do unto you? Because if you did, I'm going to fix my brother. Dear God, thank you for the baby brother, but what I prayed for was a puppy. That came from George. Dear God, I bet it is very hard for you to love all of everybody in the world. There are only four people in our family, and I can never do it. These are examples of a child's viewpoint. But what is your viewpoint? We need to remember the story of the prodigal son, Luke 15, 13 through 32. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to the father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got into all that he had, set off for a distant country, and thus wandered his wealth in the wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in the whole country, and he began to be in need." There's that word need, because we have to have a need for God to supply all of our needs according to his riches. You know the story. He had it to go back. So in verse 20, it said, "So he got up and went to his father after he came to himself. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him." Do you see God in this picture everywhere? His father is our father. Our Heavenly Father is continuously calling us, heeding us for us to come home. That's the kind of love that God wants us to have. Yes, I will love you whether you are good or bad. God loves us in spite of. God loves us unconditionally because love is who he is. We need to understand that whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. I can't say that enough. The crown of love. Do you know what the crown of love is? The best of love, the excellency of love, the greatest, the highest, the supremacy of love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only son into the world that we might live through him. This is the love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a atoning sacrifice for our sins. Ah, that's some kind of love. Matthew 10, 29 and 31. "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, yet one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your father? And even the furry hairs of your head are numbered, so don't be afraid. You are worth more than any sparrow." Romans 3, 10 and 12. "There is no one righteous, no, not one. There is no one who understands, no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one." We all have turned away from the Lord, but because of who he is, he loves us still. That's some kind of God. He loves us still. God's love is the greatest, the supreme love. Romans 5 and 8. "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." The crown of love is the fact that Christ paid for our sins on the cross. There is no greater love than this. Dear friends, I say to you today, we have got to learn to love the way God loves. We have got to learn to love the way God loves. Since God loves, so should we love. Matthew 12, 33 and 34. Make a tree good and its fruits will be good, or make a tree bad and its fruits will be bad. For a tree is recognized by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you, how are evil, say anything good? For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaketh. We all desperately need a heart transplant. We need the heart of Jesus. And as we acquire it through faith, study, surrender, and submission, we will love, 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 just like Jesus did. We have got to learn to love the way Jesus did. God demonstrated his own love because he sent his only begotten Son to die for you and I. So I want you to be encouraged today, knowing that God loves you. He loves you so much that he gave so that you might have abundant life, so you might have life to the full, so that his spirit might come and abide in you to lead, guide, and direct you, so that you could have the most powerful weapon in the universe, which is Jesus Christ living on the inside of you, so that you might go forth in power. power. He wants to be lifted up so he can draw all men unto him. It's about the love. If you're going to win your children over, you're going to do it with love. If you're going to win the lost, you're going to do it with love. Whatever it is that we're going to do, we got to remember the greatest of these is love, and we've got to do everything with the love of Christ. So no matter how they've wronged you, no matter what they've done, choose to love them anyway. Choose to set your own self free and love anyway. Once we learn to love the way Christ did, we'll walk in victory. Know that CB Helping Hands loves you. Chief Apostle Sheila Benjamin Enusa loves you. Now you go out into a lost and dying world and love someone else and tell them that you know a God that loves them so much that he sent his only son to die for them. Be blessed.
Thank you for tuning in to the CB Helping Hands Ministries program with Apostle Shalia on Praise 107.9.